I got the horse right here, the name is Paul Revere, and here's a guy that says if the weather's clear, can do, can do. This guy says the horse can do, if he says the horse can do, can do, can do.
I take him down a tight on the morning line. The guy has got me figured at 5 to 9.
But his epitaph, he went to buy a hat. Going to this here and that telegram.
For Paul Revere, I'll fight. I hear his foot's all right. Of course, it all depends if it rained last night.
I like to buy.
From a handicap, that's real sincere.
I know it's Valentine, the morning works look fine. You know the Johnny's brother's a friend of mine.
So make an epitaph, he wears it by a hat. According to this here and the telegraph. Epitaph.
Bates.
Here comes Scranton Slim.
I know I could make a fortune, but where can I have the game?
The Biltmore Garage wants a grand,
but we ain't got a grand on hand.
And they've now got a lock on the door of the gym at PS 84.
There's the stock room behind McCluskey's bar.
But Mrs. McCluskey ain't a good scout.
And things being how they are, the back of the police station is out.
So the Biltmore Garage is the spot.
But the 1,000 bucks we ain't got.
Why, it's good old reliable Nathan, Detroit. If you're looking for action, he'll furnish a spot. Even when the heat is on, it's never too hot. Not for good old reliable Nathan. For it's always just a short walk to the oldest established permanent phony crack game in New York. There are well-heeled shooters everywhere. There are well-heeled shooters everywhere. And an awful lot of lettuce for the fellow who can get us there.
If we only had a lousy little grant, we could be a millionaire.
Good old reliable Nathan.
have wished yourself a Scarsdale Galahad, the breakfast-eating Brooks Brothers type.
Yes, and I shall meet him when the time is ripe.
By the two pair of pants.
I know by his calm, steady voice, his feet on the ground. I know as I run to his arms that at last I've come home safe and sound. Until then, I shall
a surprise to me. Mine I leave to chance and chemistry.
Chemistry?
Yeah, chemistry. Suddenly I'll know when my love comes along. I'll know then and there. I'll know at the sight of her face how I care, how I care. How I care, and I'll stop, and I'll stare, and I'll know long before we can speak. I'll know in my heart, I'll know, and I won't ever ask, am I right? Am I wise? Am I smart? But I'll stop. And I'll stare at that face in the throng. Yes, I'll know when my love comes along. When my love comes
insecure due to some long frustration. spray or wherever you figure the streptococci like. You can give her a shot for whatever she's got, but it just won't work. If she's tired of getting that fisheye from the hotel clique, a person can develop a cold. It says here, the female remaining single, just in the legal sense, shows a neurotic tendency. See note. Chronic organic syndromes, toxic or hypertense, involving the eye, the ear, the nose, and throat. In other words, just from wondering whether the wedding is on a roof, a person can develop a cough. You can feed her all day with the vitamin A and the bromo fizz, but the medicine never gets anywhere near where the trouble is. If she's getting a kind of a name for herself and the name ain't his, a person can develop a cough. And furthermore, just from stalling and stalling and stalling the wedding trip, a person can develop la grip. When they get on the train for Niagara and she can hear church bells chime, the compartment is air conditioned and the mood sublime. Then they get off at Saratoga for the 14th time. A person can develop la grip, la grip, la post nasal drip, with the wheezes and the sneezes and a sinus that's really a pip, from a lack of community property and a feeling she's getting too old. A person can develop a bad, bad cold.
What's playing at the Roxy? I'll tell you what's playing at the Roxy. A picture about a Minnesota man so in love with a Mississippi girl that he sacrifices everything and moves all the way to Biloxi. That's what's playing at the Roxy.
What's in the Daily News? I'll tell you what's in the Daily News. Story about a guy who bought his wife a small ruby with what otherwise would have been his union dues. That's what's in the Daily News.
What's happening all over? I'll tell you what's happening all over. Guy sitting at home by a television set who used to be something of a rover. That's what's happening all over. Love is a thing that has licked him, and it looks like Nathan's just another victim. Yes, sir, when you see a guy reach for stars in the sky, you can't bet that he's doing it for some doll.
When you spot a John waiting out in the rain, chances are he's insane, as only a John can be for a Jane.
When you meet a gent paying all kinds of rent for a flat that could flatten a Taj Mahal, call it sad, call it funny, but it's better than even money that the guy's only doing it for some dough.
When you see a Joe saving half of his dough, you can bet they'll be minking it for some dow.
When a bum buys wine like a bum can't afford, it's a cinch that the bum is under the thumb of some little broad.
When you meet a mug lately out of the jug, and he's still lifting platinum Val-de-Ral,
call it hell, call it heaven, it's a probable 12 to 7 that the guy's only doing it for some doll.
When you see a sport and his cash has run short, you can bet that he's banking it with some doll.
When a guy wears tails with the front gleaming white, who the hell do you think he's tickling pink on Saturday night?
When a lazy slob takes a good steady job, and he smells from Vitalis and Barbasol. Call it dumb, call it clever, oh, but you can give odds forever that the guy's only doing it for some doll, some doll, some doll. The guy's only doing it for some doll.
Ask me, how do I feel? Ask me now that we're cozy and clinging. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bell, I'd be ringing. From the moment we kissed tonight, that's the way I've just got to behave. Boy, if I were a lamp, I'd light. And if I were a banner, I'd wave. Ask me, how do I feel? Little me with my quiet upbringing. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a gate, I'd be watch, I'd start popping my spring. Or if I were a bell, I'd go ding dong, ding dong, ding. Ask me, how do I feel from this chemistry lesson I'm learning? Well, my morale would crack from the wonderful way that you looked. Boy, if I were a duck, I'd quack. And if I were a goose, I'd be cooked. Ask me, how do I feel? Ask me now that we're fondly caressing. Pal, if I were a salad, describe this whole beautiful thing. Well, if I were a bell, I'd go ding, dong, ding, dong.
Time, a couple of deals before dawn, when the street belongs to the cop and the janitor with a mop and the grocery clerks are all gone. When the smell of the rain-washed pavement comes up clean and fresh and cold, and the street lamp light fills the gutter with gold. That's my time of day, my time of day. And you're the only doll I've ever wanted to share it with me. That's my time of-